Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the ninth day of Menachem Av, the Tovshein Pei Gimel. Masechta Beya, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Every Yom Tov, the Yidna have a mitzvah to bring certain korbanos. One is the korban oila, which is called the oila sriya. Every male had to bring a korban and not arrive empty-handed. This would be an oila, and that was offered each one of the three Yom Tovim, three Regalim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and it was totally burned to Hashem. The second, and that was called Oilas Re'iyah, the oila upon being sighted. You shall be seen with this korban. No, do not see me empty-handed, says Hashem. Second korban is called the korban Shlomim. That was called a Shalmei Chagigo. It was to celebrate the festival. As indeed, as the Torah says, V'chagoysem oisechag l'Hashem. This was a obligatory korban, as was the Oilas Re'iyah. So these two, the korban Shlomim, the korban Oila, the Oilas Re'iyah or the Shalmei Chagigo, are both obligatory. Then there was a third korban, which was not obligatory all the time, and this was the korban Shlomim called Shalmei Simcha. This is to fulfill the mitzvah of Samachta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, you shall rejoice, which Chazal say means with meat, the meat of the korbanos, and wine. When was there an obligation to bring this korban Shlomim called the Shalmei Simcha if there was not enough meat from the other korbanos? If there was plenty of meat for the other korbanos, you would not need to bring a Shalmei Simcha. Now, all korbanos of an animal that comprise of an animal, which an individual brought, would be, he'd put his hand on it, he'd do smicha, except the three, the bechor, the meiser, and the pesach, they were not, there was no smicha done on them. But generally speaking, a private korban, whether it's obligatory or voluntary, needs to have smicha. You need to put your hand on the head of the korban. And he puts it with his full strength, both hands on it. How Mishnah is going to talk about, what about on Yom Tov? Can you do this? Can you do this, Micha? And what about the Shalmei, the Oilas Re'iyah? Can you offer an Oilas Re'iyah on Yom Tov? Normally you only offer or shecht things which you're going to eat. Oilas Re'iyah is going to be totally burnt. And we're going to see here Machlekes, Beshamay Besil about this. They say, you bring a korban shlamim, shalmei chagiga, and shalmei simcha, as we explained just before, because at least the owners get to eat something. There is food, and that you can do on Yom Tov. You can shecht for food, as we said in Yom Tov. So you can bring the shalmei simcha and shalmei chagiga. However, v'ein simcha lahem, don't lean your hands on them. Normally, you lean your hands on the head of the animal with full strength. You cannot do this on Yom Tov because it's mukta. You cannot make use of animals on Yom Tov by leaning it with all your strength. That's what you're doing. So, according to Beis Shammai, when do you do the smicha? You lean on it, erev Yom Tov, and comes the Yom Tov. Then you shecht it, and then you can do the mitzvah of shalmei simcha, shalmei chagiga. But don't lean on it on Yom Tov itself. That you do before Yom Tov. But, says Beis Shammai, do not bring the korban oila, the oilas ria, the totally burnt offering. Why? Because that's all going to go up on the Mizbeach, and no human consumption of that. So therefore you can't bring that on the Yom Tov itself. What you'll do, even the oilas ria, even the ones that the Torah says you have to bring usually, but you don't bring it on the first day Yom Tov, says Beis Shammai, you'll bring it after Yom Tov, you bring it on the Chol HaMoed. Beis Hillel say, Mevin Shlomim Ve'oilos. They argue on two accounts. Number one, they say, in addition to the Shalmei Chagiga and Shalmei Simcha, you also bring the Oilos Re'iyah. The Oilos Re'iyah means the Oila, the totally burnt offering that was upon being sighted at the base of Mishkan, in the base of Mikdash. It says, Chagal Hashem. Chagosim says, Chagal Hashem. Chagal Hashem means anything, all korbanos that are for the Yom Tov, you bring it. Even if you don't eat it, even if it's no Oilas Re'iyah, it's brought on occasion of the festival, so you bring it. So that's one thing to argue with Beis Shammai about. You do bring Oilas Re'iyah on the first day Yom Tov. V'somchin alein. And the second thing to argue is that you do smicha, the owners of the animal will put their hands heavily on the animal on the Yom Tov. Don't do it in Erev Yom Tov. According to Beis Hillel, you can't do it Erev Yom Tov because there'll be too much of a gap between the smicha, between laying your hands on it, and the shchita the next day. Beis Hillel holds tekef la smicha shchita. Right after the smicha that one puts on the korban, hands on the korban, you have to shecht it. But and therefore they said, you can shecht it on Yom Tov, you can offer it up in Yom Tov, so you can also put the smicha to your hands, put the smicha on the animal on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai, however, disagree. They hold it's not necessary to do shchita close right after the smicha. They do not hold tekev l'smicha shchita. You do not have to do the two next to each other, right after each other. And therefore, according to Beis Shammai, you do the smicha erev Yom Tov. Comes Yom Tov, then you will bring the korban. But only korban shlomim of shalmei chagiga and the oilas riya, not the shalmei simcha, not the oilas riya, not the oilas riya, because that's not something for human consumption. Mishnah. Again, a machlokes of Tin Bishama Besil about Yom Tov, as to whether the malacha that you do for Echel Nefesh, that you're allowed to do for cooking, can you use it for other purposes as well? Bishama Yoimrim lo yochim adam chamin l'raglov. A person's not allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov for washing his feet. Can't do that. The Torah allowed you to cook and to bake, etc., for eating. Echel Nefesh. Not for washing your feet. Now, truth is, according to Beis Shammai, you can't even wash your hands, you can't even heat the water to wash your hands and face with it. But the reason they have said l'raglov is to tell you the chiddush of the Beis Hillel that we'll soon see. The Beis Hillel say not only the face and hands are you allowed to heat up the water for that, for on Yom Tov, but even for your feet. Elim ken ruin lishti, says Beis Shammai, when would you be allowed to heat up or hot water, if they're fit for drinking, they're fit for drinking, then you can also use them for washing your face and hands and feet. According to Tosfos, he learns pshat in Beis Shammai that he means that you actually have to drink from it first, and then use the rest for the wash your hands and your feet and hands. Or Beis Hillel matirin, Beis Hillel argue here. They are permitting, they are more lenient. They say, yes, you can wash with that water on Yom Tov, even for washing your feet. And for sure, you can wash your hands and face with it. Why is that? Because Beis Hillel are of the opinion, mitoich shehutra havara l'tzorech nefesh, hutra gam shelo l'tzorech achila. Just like the malacha of cooking, of making, of using a fire, is on mutar on Yom Tov to heat up something, to cook a food on Yom Tov, to bake on Yom Tov. So too, it's permitted when you're not using it for food, such as you're going to wash your feet with it. As long as you get some benefit from it, that's fine. According to some Mefarshim, Beis Hillel will only permit washing hands and feet and the face with water that's cooked on Yom Tov. Because that's equal, everybody does that. But for washing the whole body, in the old days, not everybody did that. And therefore, it's not called a tzorech hashom el chol nefesh. Therefore, according to that, you would not be able to do that on the Yom Tov. The Rambam, in his Pirusha Mishnah, says that the chamin, hot water that's been heated on Yom Tov, you can use to wash your face, hands, and feet, but not the whole body. Whole body, they have to be, for that you'd have to have it hot, heated before Yom Tov. Any hot water that would heat it on the Erev Shabbos, you can wash your hands and face with it, and your feet with it, on the Shabbos. However, not the whole body. Local gufay, that Rambam says that you can't do. Finally, says the Mishnah, Oisa Odom Madura Umischamim Kenegda. Person's allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov, in the backyard, he can make a fire, Umischam Kenegda, and he can keep warm next to it. He's allowed to heat it. The Gemara says that this is really the base of the hill, a continuation of base hill, who hold that the need to warm oneself is Tzorech Kol Nefesh. that's equally a desirable thing for everybody. It's not just a certain segment of the population. And since it is permitted to make a fire or to light a fire, transfer fire on Yom Tov for the sake of food, so also if it's not for the sake of food, in the classics, says Beit Beis Shammai hold that it's also to make a Madura. It's forbidden to make a fire in order to be heated, to get oneself warm next to it, even though there is in here hanas kalakof, the whole body will benefit from it. And that's why basically they'll say you can do it.